$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini-episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-hosts, the injured Rick Maxian.
Hello!
And Brian is currently not here.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Is that you, Brian?
No, it's me, Rick.
Okay, it's Rick. It's Rick doing a Brian impersonation. You do, in your repertoire, you do Christopher Walken, Michael Caine, Donald Trump, and Brian.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All those ones in your toolbox.
That is it.
Yeah, Brian had a bit of a conflict.
And he Lucille
may
Ball.
Or may not be here. We will see, but we might have to give him a phone a friend, as they used to do in the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. When's the last time you watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Actually, the other day,
I watch it almost every day. I still watch it.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it was on every day.
It's on every day. The host is Chris Harrison, though, from The Bachelor. He does a good job. I like him.
Oh, no. The one that I saw the other day was The Lady.
Oh, Meredith Vieira?
Yes.
So those were repeats you were watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just came on, and
but
I was like,
oh,
cool.
They don't have a friend anymore. They have the plus one where your friend is in the audience. So it's like you bring someone with you.
Oh, man. I'd be like, the answer's...
You can't do that every answer. They just bring you in.
Well, are you sure?
But anyways, Rick, the Cinemaniacs, last we heard, we did a full movie reviews it of Cool Runnings.
Yes.
Which you were not here for.
Sadly.
That is an ice-related movie, and you had an ice-related injury.
Yes.
So do you want to kind of give us a little bit of the detail? Now, well, I had said you broke your hand, which is not accurate.
No, I fell on the ice. It was really awesome.
Yeah.
And when I fell...
You were ice fishing,
I was ice fishing.
You were trying to attempt
And
to.
When I fell, slipped and fell on the ice, I fell on the blade of an ice auger.
I can hear a collective groan going on.
Yeah. And so I had 13 stitches in my hand and on two fingers, and there's nerve damage, but doesn't look like there's any tendon damage.
Oh, that's
so
good.
We're good. We'll see how that goes, though. I don't
know. All right. Well, there's no better way to help your hand heal than by talking about a movie from our youth.
Yes.
Which was Cool Runnings. Now, Rick, you weren't here. Brian and I did the full reviews it, but you did watch the movie.
I did.
You just were having a follow-up
issue.
Aftermath of the hand.
Yeah.
So you couldn't join us. So, but what was your take of the movie? What's your perspective?
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I felt like it brought me back. I don't remember seeing this in the theater.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I know I watched this when I was young, but I think it was, I don't know if it was right when it came out or like a year or two later.
I don't remember watching it for the first time when I was younger. I remember watching it when I was in college.
Yeah.
Might have been for like, you know, thinking that I was like, oh, this is an amazing movie, you know, from 15 years ago or whatever. But the one thing I have to say that I noticed.
Yeah.
And I think it's the way I watch movies, because I skip and do all these
you
things.
You did it on this one, too.
I, of course, did it on this one.
Of course
one.
You did.
And literally, it was like when they got to the Olympics to start training. Oh, spoiler alert. They did make it. Oh.
Well, we did the full reviews. That's fine.
I just didn't.
Spoil away.
Yeah. It was literally like a 45-minute montage.
There's lots of montage. They do break it up, though.
Oh.
They break it up. There's lots of little scenes.
Yeah, but you're breaking up a montage for like 30 seconds, then you go back,
then they
to,
go
a
back
montage.
Into a montage. That's
it's just
true,
technically a montage.
But their montages were fun.
Oh,
very fun.
Yeah, I think they were good. I don't have a complaint about them. It was just literally I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, skip. Okay, skip. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. We're on 15 minutes later. It's still a montage of them training. Like, okay, skip. Like, oh my God, you could cut out this scene. Like, you know, it was like one of those things where I'm like, okay, the movie's still good. I mean,
yeah.
It's still fun. I have no complaints about it.
One of the things I brought up was, you know, a Disney sports movie, they always do it right. And they always tug at the heartstrings the right way.
Yeah. I think you're right. This is just one of those things. John Candy was so good.
He was so good.
And I felt, again,
it was a bit of a surprise, him being this movie. Like, it was a different turn for him, but I thought it was perfect.
I think it was just so good. I mean, it was very, very, very good to see.
Yes, indeed.
I every time I see John Candy, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so awesome. More so than, like, Chris Farley.
Well,
I mean,
it's funny you bring that up, because one of the points Brian and I stumbled upon in the main episode is that, so this was the last one that came out, was released while John Candy was alive, right?
Yes.
So his last movie that was released after he had passed away,
Wagons East.
Was Wagons East,
yeah.
A comedy western.
Yes, and Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes, yeah. The Chris Farley one. So again, yeah. Don't do a western if you're a funny fat guy, pretty much.
Well, what did John Belushi do his last movie? It was like a drama, wasn't it?
It may have been a drama.
It was like, yeah, it was like 80. It was released in like 83. It was a drama. But I would definitely say to anyone, watch it. I mean, I didn't get I didn't get
definitely
to chime in.
It
was a Netflix, I think, right?
Netflix? It was on Netflix,
yeah.
And I would say it as well. So, you know, definitely do watch this movie.
Yes.
Now, since we kind of dropped a few fun facts about this movie.
Fun facts!
A few other ones that I thought to be interesting. Contrary to the story in the movie, the Jamaican team was met with open arms by the international bobsledding teams. One of the other teams even went so far as to lend Jamaica a backup sled so they could qualify. So that whole drama about everyone kind of being leery because they were different. You know,
yeah, but they had to play that.
The East German team, they were against them. That was all for naught.
But they came around at the end.
They did come around at the end, but they really had to play up the drama.
Well, that's what makes a movie.
That's what makes a movie. That's what makes up the sports. So at the time, this was the highest grossing live action film released under the Walt Disney Pictures banner.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, live action.
Live action. Yeah.
Because what did they have prior to this?
Yeah.
No, think about it. What did they have prior to this?
Live action movies?
Yeah.
We'll look that up
we'll
after. I don't have that
there
ready. Yeah, I don't have that there ready.
Because what year was this?
This was like 1993.
So when did...
They had to have some other... They've had live action movies going back to like the 50s. Mary Poppins.
But is that considered live action?
Yeah, it's a live action movie.
But there's animation.
There's animation too, but yeah.
That's surprising.
No, look that up. We'll look that up.
Yeah.
So one of the points that was kind of a revelation and kind of backstory for John Candy's character was that how he was a disgraced Olympian.
Yeah.
Because he had put weight on the sled. In the sport of bobsledding, adding weight to the sled is perfectly legal. In fact, sometimes it's a safety measure. Both the 2- and 4-man sleds have minimum and maximum weights. The weight of the sled is calculated as the total weight of the sled and its crew. If its fully loaded sled weighs less than the minimum, it is perfectly legal to add weight to make up the difference. So the whole point of John Candy's character Irv adding weight to it.
Maybe removing weight. Maybe he got the line wrong.
Well, that's not what he says in the movie.
No, I know.
He gets busted for adding weight on.
I know.
You know? So we always love original casting choices, right? So in this movie, the original cast of this movie was planned to be Dereese.
Bill Cosby.
Dereese, who was played by Leon, was supposed to be Denzel Washington. Eddie Murphy was supposed to play Sanka Coffey. Wesley Snipes was supposed to play Yule. And finally, Marlon Wayans was supposed to play Junior. But John Candy was always going to play Irv Blitzer.
Marlon Wayans would have been so young, wouldn't he?
Would have been really young, yeah.
All those guys would be in their late 20s, mid-30s at that point, right?
I'd say so.
All right. I guess it's, yeah, okay. That would have been a much more expensive movie if you're starting
to get
guys in their primes. I mean, for this movie?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That would be insane.
Do you remember there was a movie that came out with Hugh Jackman and the guy from The Kingsman called Eddie the Eagle, about this British guy that wanted to be a ski jumper?
Oh, Wolverine's in it.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah.
So that also took place in 1988. But it's the same Winter Olympics as basically that story. So those both took place during the 1988 Olympics. One of the questions we had during the full movie was, you know how like Sanka's always trying to kiss his lucky egg?
Yeah.
And Brian and I were like, is that a hard-boiled egg? Like, what's the deal with that?
Oh, it has to be.
So Raleigh D. Lewis, who played Junior, he said that the bobsled the characters used in the film was actually a real bobsled, whereas Sanka Coffey's egg was made of rubber. So he had a rubber egg. So that's why it.
Well,
never,
it has to be.
Yeah, it had to
I mean,
be, right.
Or they had literally 35 dozen eggs like on site at all times.
Yeah. So some other alternative actors, after you couldn't get those four big names, they were also interested in the roles of the bobsledders, were Cuba Gooding Jr., Jeffrey Wright, and Eric LaSalle from ER. Oh, and before, when we brought up that movie Eddie the Eagle, I guess the commentators actually make a reference to the Jamaican bobsled team in that movie, too.
Really?
So that's interesting, yeah.
That is kind of interesting.
Crossover, crossfire.
Oh, man. Do you remember?
I remember crossfire.
That was a great thing.
You'll be caught in the crossfire.
The name Sanka Coffee is a reference to the famous coffee brand Sanka. Thanks, trivia.
That's like the worst trivia ever. Do you think they paid for that?
I would imagine they'd have to. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be like, we need funding for this movie. Sanka Coffee. Can you please give us $1 million to make this movie? I mean, it's a great advertising piece, especially you said it was the highest grossing Disney live action film.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
For that time.
And then contrary to the movie,
yes,
the infamous crash that occurred wasn't due to a mechanical error, but more or less losing control of the sled at such a high speed. So we know at the end, the big climactic moment, the sled, the screw comes loose, they tip over.
Yeah.
It's really saying that it was more of their own human error and them just not handling the turns very well. But that's
tried.
Not very dramatic to
they
end the
tried.
Movie, you know?
Yeah, they tried.
So
they're awesome.
So that's some fun facts about the movie.
I love fun facts.
Fun facts. So, Rick, one of the things we do on this podcast we do a lot of things. And one of the things we do is we connect the last movie we did a reviews of to the current movie.
And
now
what was the last one?
Well, the last movie was Trading Places.
Yep.
But we're going to do a little bit of a twist to this. I got a challenge for you.
How many movies I can name with Dan Aykroyd and John Candy?
Exactly, because it's one of the easiest connections of all time. So I can, off the top of my head, think of three.
I can think of four.
You can think of four.
Yeah.
Okay. All
you
right,
ready?
So name the four.
Great Outdoors.
Yep. Which we've done on this podcast.
Canadian Bacon.
Oh, he's in Canadian Bacon?
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually seen Canadian Bacon.
Oh, it's
That's
a good
right.
movie.
Okay.
Rhea Perlman.
Ah.
Is in that.
Okay. Yeah, I knew she was in that.
1941, Blues Brothers.
Wait, oh, you're right. Dan Aykroyd is in 1941.
Yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely. Blues Brothers.
And there was one more that I was thinking of.
Okay. There's another one where I could see the cover of the movie. It has Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, and there's a lady. Dan Aykroyd is playing like an elderly man.
Nothing but trouble.
Yes.
That's the one I was thinking
of.
Yes. Where John Candy plays the twins.
Yeah.
He plays a man and a woman.
Yeah.
They're the cops. And Dan Aykroyd plays the judge with like the rubber weird nose. Right.
Yeah, it was very
Nothing
awkward.
But trouble. You got it. Okay.
Is there others?
I didn't think of
Hold on. I have three more.
You have three more movies?
Masters of Menace.
I've never heard of that.
A 1990 comedy. Catherine Bach, Lance Kinsey, David Rash. I don't know. John Candy's in it and Dan Aykroyd.
He plays the beer truck driver.
Yep. It Came from Hollywood. I'm not sure.
I've seen that. It's kind of like they do voiceovers on like bad movies. So, yeah, I've actually seen that.
And then She's Having a Baby.
Which I didn't know either of them were in that movie. That's Kevin Bacon.
Holy crap.
Kevin Bacon.
You can literally link.
Yeah. Are you sad that Dan Aykroyd doesn't make a short cameo in Spaceballs? Would that be your dream? I know he's not in it.
He's not. I would have loved that. Has Dan Aykroyd and Mel Brooks ever worked together?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so.
That's surprising to me.
You know, he goes to his guys. So.
Well, John Candy wasn't. I mean, he was, I guess he's everyone's guy.
He's everyone's guy.
Yeah.
He's the candy man.
Yeah.
Because the candy man
I had those four.
Nice. So was that eight total? They worked together like seven or eight times together?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. They like each other. They're friends.
You throw Bill Murray in that, and that's like my perfect.
What about Rick Moranis?
Well, Rick Moranis is awesome, but. I think if you were having like a comedy.
Why don't you just throw in the cast of Ghostbusters plus John Candy?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know.
No Ernie Hudson?
No Ernie Hudson or Hal Ramis.
Annie Potts.
No.
Sigourney Weaver.
No, actually, you know what? Yeah, if I was playing a golf game and I had my choice of playing with three other guys, it'd have to be Bill Murray.
John Candy,
because I think he'd be funny.
He would be funny. It could be a good time.
And then...
What about your ultimate favorite?
It would be John Belushi.
Yeah,
but
throw him in the mix?
I don't know. I almost want to play with Charles Barkley.
Oh!
His golf swing is so terrible.
He's busy playing basketball against Godzilla.
Yes, that's true. No, so there you go. There's four. Okay. Well, I mean, there's eight, but yeah, there's I got quite a four. Few. That wasn't a bad round for me.
Nice job,
because those four movies are like my, I like all four of those movies.
So I've tested your knowledge. Now it's time for you to make some judgment calls in this week's King of the Thing.
I'm in.
King of the Thing.
I get to vote twice.
I'm Brian.
Well, yeah, usually Brian runs this, but he's not here, and he uses his electronic fancy app, but I use the old-fashioned paper method.
Printer paper.
And none of these are actually, like, I didn't rank them also, by seats, because I don't think that really matters.
None of these names I can read.
Exactly. That's why it's all in my hands.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's only the two of us voting, so
all right.
We got to come up with some kind of consensus, or one of us
yeah,
might
we'll,
need to
we'll do that.
Give in. So.
I'm sure we can agree to
so,
disagree.
Inspired by Cool Runnings, in honor of the Olympics, we would pit different events of the Winter Olympics against one another
okay.
to see which one is the coolest. So we got, see what I did there?
I did.
Because they're usually on ice or in snow.
Okay.
So we got 16 events here.
Oh, I like it.
In round one.
Yes.
Now this is going to be a difficult one. Might be an upset.
Already?
Already.
Okay.
Already in round one. We got bobsled versus hockey.
I'm going to go with bobsled.
Okay. Wow.
A, I like this movie, and B, I've relived the Miracle on Ice.
Okay.
So to liken this to actually watching it, I haven't really watched a lot of hockey in the last...
No Bruins.
Well,
no.
I mean, I watched the Bruins, but like, I don't know.
What if I brought up to the...
Go on.
I'm torn here, so I'm very interested in what do you say.
Yeah.
What about for the fact that there are, not necessarily exactly like a bobsled, but there are quite a few other events that are very similar to a bobsled, where there's pretty much only one hockey. Someone going on a sled-type thing going down a chute.
The flip side of that is there's many bobsleds.
Yeah, there's different types of bobsleds, right.
I don't know. I think I'd still, because we just watched Cool Runnings, I think I would go with bobsled.
Okay, I would tend to go to hockey, but because we just watched Cool Runnings,
yeah.
I'll agree with you. All right.
Perfect.
So bobsled moves on.
Agree to disagree.
All right, jumping over to the other side of the bracket, we have, again, like I said, this is what I brought up before.
Yes.
We have the luge, which is, again, similar
bobsledding.
To bobsledding, but just one, and the biathlon. That's the one where you ski and you shoot.
I'm going biathlon.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with biathlon,
because we picked bobsled, so I'm throwing the luge out.
Okay, so you lean more towards...
Wait a second, though.
Like,
didn't we have a high school friend that actually did luging?
Yeah.
Is it lushing?
Lushing. She's a lusher. That's the best joke ever. All right. Jumping down, we'll go to the bottom of the bracket here. We're still in round one here. Speed skating versus curling.
Oh, curling, 100%.
Okay, yeah.
100%.
This is a heavy favored one. This might be the number one seed.
Me and your brother getting everyone to drink to curling was awesome.
So I knew curling was going to move on because it is fun. I've actually done curling.
Curling may just win.
I went to try out a curling club.
What? You didn't invite me?
We went to check it out, and I would have done it for the fact that it was so far away.
I don't care.
Is it Petersham or Peterson?
I would drive.
But during like the ice and winter
season,
I'd take
a helicopter.
You would die on the roads. It was so dangerous.
I would.
Skinny roads out there. But it was very fun.
I would go.
You curl, and then you go to the bar, and you drink.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I just wish there was one closer.
Yeah.
Then we can start a curling club.
I think there's one in Waltham.
So obviously that one was a heavy favorite here, but I just want to get your points. What's your thoughts in general about speed skating? Because it is kind of cool.
The one thing I remember about speed skating was, do you remember that one round? It was for the gold medal, and literally the guy that was in last place won the gold because everyone in front of him fell down.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Was that an Apollo Ohno year?
Yeah. No, I think it was. I think Apollo Ohno fell, and the other guys fell, and literally the guy that won was like the first. I think it was Australian.
Oh.
I think he was like the first
down under,
gold
mate.
Medal in the Winter Olympics for an Australian.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember watching it on TV, and I remember him just every. And I think.
Don't you just picture like the Australian guys going to skate the opposite way?
I think the only reason why he made it to the final was that the exact same thing happened in the semifinal, too.
I do think I remember that
and
now.
I think,
that's weird.
I think the guy never actually, like... He,
you don't see it that often.
No, but I think all the guys fell over, and so he qualified. And then in the final, going for the gold, everyone in front of him fell over and he won the gold.
Oh, go for the gold.
So it's this guy, like, just be at the right place at the right time.
Hey, we saw here in Cool Runnings.
Slow and steady
wins
the race.
We saw Cool Runnings. Junior fell over and knocked out Derice and Yul Brynner. Took him out.
There we go.
All right, next one up.
Yeah.
Other side of the bracket, and then we got four more in this first round.
Yeah.
The ski jump. That's the one when they go down.
I do love.
Eddie the Eagle. That's the story.
I'm not familiar with that, but I love watching those guys just soar through the air.
And then some other people that soar through the air and perhaps do a sow cow figure skating.
Yeah, no, it's ski jump.
Ski jump. All right. We're going the manly way with ski jump.
No, it's not so much manly. I mean, I think this...
No, I like that too. It's very cool.
I think the skaters have a ton of skill.
Don't we have that classic PlayStation 2 game we play where we have to ski jump? Flat out too.
Oh, it's with a car.
Oh, but don't. Yeah, but doesn't he go down a hill?
Yeah, they go down a hill and then
you
ramp,
throw the little guy out.
Yeah, you ramp off of the jump and then you launch
then you
the guy out of the car.
But he's ski jumping. He's through the front of the windshield.
Yeah, as a rag doll. Yeah.
All right, we're going now back up to the top part of the bracket for the next first round: snowboarding versus ice dancing. Now, ice dancing is different from ice skating. This is more of like a routine with some music going on.
It's going to go snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Are you a fan of Flying Tomato?
Is he even in it?
He's in it this year, yep.
Did he make it? I thought he was retired.
He's in all the promos.
Is he actually? Well, we'll see if he actually snowboards.
So now we have the moguls. This is when you're skiing. You're going over those bumps,
moguls.
Right?
I hate them.
And then the Nordic Combined. Now, the Nordic Combined is a combination of cross-country skiing and the ski jump.
What?
This is an event. This is Nordic Combined.
I have never heard of this event.
Yeah, we're going to get into some more fun and
obscure. Do you have to, get your own...
I don't know what the order is. What? Do you have to, go straight for, 3 miles and then, now I jump? Or, you jump and then you start...
No.
I would imagine you jump first, right?
I think this is actually awesome because imagine if it's just you have to go for, like you said... You have to go for 3 miles, and then it's just like a long jump.
Yeah.
It's just like a long jump on skis. It'd be like, he got 4 inches in the air.
Based upon that funny concept, I think I'm going to go with the Nordic.
I'm going with that.
Especially because of the moguls. I always feel like those people are going to have bad knees.
Oh, they do. Oh, God. I've tried it once or twice.
Oh, you have.
I've tried.
That was going to be my question.
More than that. I've successfully made it down a mogul run maybe once or twice. Every other time I'm either pop out of the moguls, get over to an actual flat hill, or end up falling halfway down.
That was actually going to be a question too. What's your kind of own personal experience with winter sports? I've never been a skier. I know people that are obsessed with skiing.
I've skied for
years. Never been a skier. I don't do it a lot, but I used to do it quite often.
Yeah,
but I've never
used to skate.
I've never skied, so that's not as appealing to me. I like watching it. But I think that might be swaying some of my answers too.
So I've skied. I've played hockey. Yeah, I've skied. I've played hockey. I've skated. I've done the Nordic Combined.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
The Nordic Combined.
No,
You haven't done that. You wish. I've curled.
I went down on the Alpine slide.
Oh.
Remember that?
Are awesome.
I don't think they do that
anymore.
My
wife loves those. No, I have a voucher to that.
What?
Yeah,
they still do
Alpine
it?
Alpine slides, yeah. Not around here. You got to go to
New Hampshire, right? Or something.
Northern, where I did the zip line thing.
They have an Alpine slide?
Yeah, they have Alpine slides too.
Oh, man.
We got tickets to go back.
I remember they were literally here you go. There's your break.
There you go.
You can go as fast as you want. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Now, again, another one that's kind of similar to the luge, but a little difference because you're going head first on a sled, is the skeleton. So it's you're
first?
On a sled and you go head first and you're going down an ice chute. So we got the skeleton. And then in the 1992 Olympics, they had a sled dog race. So we had the sled dog race. Versus the skeleton.
Was that White Fang or
like
whatever?
White Fang. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, mush. So either going down a luge head first on a sled or a sled dog race.
Because we chose bobsled, I'm going to go with dog sledding.
Okay.
Because I feel like you're right
I'm
when
not
you, when
really
you say,
on board and
they're so great.
Like the Iditarod.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, similar, I'm sure, yeah. All right, so we're going with Sled Dogs.
Sled Dogs.
Is there a Disney movie called, like, Sled Dogs or something?
No.
Where the dogs talk?
Yeah, it's probably, like, Sled Bud.
Finally, in the final first round, just straight up downhill skiing. We're going around the posts, you know?
It's so boring, but yeah, it's cool.
And then in 1948, apparently at the 1948 Winter Olympics, they had fencing as a winter sport.
They had fencing?
Yeah, they had fencing. The 1948 Olympics.
Fencing is...
Fencing's fun.
Fencing is fun.
Again, I'm not... Like, I like watching skiing, but I'm not a skier myself.
We did the jump, right? We did jump. We did ski jump, right?
We did ski jump.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to go with fencing.
All right, fencing. All right, round two.
Round two.
The bobsled
versus
the snowboard. Let's think about in pop culture here.
Give me a good point.
I'm kind of torn both ways. So, like, in the cultural eye, we have the Jamaican bobsled team. That's really my only connection to bobsledding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Snowboarding, as a kid growing up, I would watch the X Games all the time.
Oh,
the
that's half right.
Pipe, you know.
Yeah, because they weren't even in the Olympics after the X Games.
Right. Not until, like, we were in high school, right?
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to have to go snowboarding then.
I'm going to go snowboarding as well. And I wish I could do those moves, although I don't snowboard. All right, fencing versus curling. Both very cool. I would like to do... I've never really fenced, but I'd like to do it.
I'm going to do curling.
I'm going to give the edge. I've done curling. I have the experience.
I love curling.
It is. It's very fun. All right, we got the biathlon, the skiing and shooting, versus the sled dog race.
I'm
going biathlon.
Yep,
right.
Biathlon.
I enjoy watching that one, too. It's kind of fun. I mean, I don't enjoy as much as when they have to do the skiing, but when they start shooting the targets, that's exciting. And then finally, your favorite, Rick, the Nordic combined, which is both cross-country skiing and a ski jump versus ski jump. So you have one that contains the ski jump and then one that's just a straight ski jump.
I think the Nordic combined. I think it's got
two events in one.
It's got two events.
Well, speaking of that, so we got our final four here. Mm-hmm. So our first round of the final four,
yep.
We got two combined events against each other. We got the Nordic combined, which is the cross-country skiing and ski jump. And then we got the biathlon, that's skiing and shooting.
I love it.
So you got two combined events.
Because they're so great.
They are great.
Okay.
I'm thinking biathlon on this one. I feel like I played a Sonic.
Do you think
Sonic
you could do it?
And Mario Winter Games, and you play the biathlon.
Could you do a Nordic biathlon?
You like go off a ski jump and shoot at the same time?
Yes.
Whoa!
And
that's gonna be fictional.
After 3 miles of cross country.
Oh
skiing,
my god!
Just start firing.
Just random shots going on.
And they're balloons in the air that they have to.
Oh, now you're really turning into a video game. Just balloons.
Yeah, but think about
adding duck
we
hunt
should
to it.
Write this video game.
We should write the plot.
Yeah.
This is the plot to a video game.
It could be Ready Player One.
Oh,
this could be the sequel.
Ready Player Two. Fun.
Yes.
I say biathlon on this one.
I'll go with biathlon
All right,
too.
Biathlon, and then the very cool snowboarding with some ollies and some 1080s, bro.
Yeah.
I believe on my what system did I have? N64. I think I had like a snowboarding game. It was
oh
called
my god!
It was called
1080. Yeah. Oh, speaking of N64. It's right there. I just need controllers.
I have controllers.
Do you have an N64?
Of course. I have like N64, unless Eric took it. My brother might took it.
But I want to get that thing back up and running.
All right. Well,
with
I'll see
1080?
What I got.
How sweet would that be?
1080 was sick, bro.
Oh, man.
So 1080 versus curling.
Oh.
I know. This is difficult.
I'm going to go with curling.
I'm going to go with curling because that's the one I can actually do.
Yeah. You can play 1080.
I can play 1080. And then in the final.
Oh, curling. It's already won.
Biathlon.
Yeah, it's curling.
We know it's curling. Yep. We all love it. We all love the curling.
It won.
We watch it. We obsess over it.
Oh,
we talk about the stones and how smooth they are.
Oh, they're amazing.
And I've done it. And that's the big thing.
Brooming.
And I wish I
no,
would
sweeping.
Have joined that
it's
club.
Brooming. What is
it's
brooming?
Yeah.
Sweeping.
That's what the English call it.
Brooming.
It's brooming.
Chimney sweep.
So, officially, the king of the thing is...
Curling.
Curling.
Definitely.
King of the thing. Boop, 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 boop. All right, Rick. Another thing we do on this podcast is we rank the movie we just did.
No.
So, we're going to rank Cool Running.
Start with 25.
All right, so we're going to rank Cool Runnings here, but to do that, we're going to see if we can get a Brian via satellite. So let's see what we can do here with modern technology.
He's probably eating.
Hey, Brian, it's your co-host from the $5 Bin Podcast. Well, we know you couldn't be with us today, but we were wondering if you could perhaps chime in on ranking the movie we did this past week, Cool Runnings.
That's a very good question.
So, Rick threw out a number 25.
Just start there.
To start there.
Just read
that. Number 25 is Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, I think it's better than... It's definitely better than Harry and the Hendersons.
And then, ironically, at number 24, next one up, we're putting John Candy against himself in The Great Outdoors.
I would put it above Great Outdoors.
Oh, we're getting close, though.
It's a tough call, but I might have to say so, too. I think it held up a little bit better.
All right.
No font issues in...
No font issues, that's for sure.
Go ahead. What's next?
At number 23, Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, it's better than that.
Better than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 22, Sister Act.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Better than that.
Better than Sister Act. Number 21, well, we might have a little bit of discussion here, Three Amigos.
I say that.
We know Brian says better.
I don't know. I'll give it to him. What's the next one?
Midnight Run.
Oh, it's better than that.
Okay.
All right. Keep going.
Top Secret.
It's better than Top Secret.
All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, it's better than that.
More nostalgic for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I'll go ahead of that.
Okay. Gremlins.
It's better than Gremlins.
What's ahead of Independence Day?
Trading Places, Batman Returns, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I don't know if I can put it above Independence Day.
I think that's a good spot for it.
All right, so we'll put it below Independence Day. Excellent. Well, thank you, Brian. I know you had a conflict this evening, but we did want your opinion on that.
There's my finger.
Bye, Brian. We'll see you for the next episode.
Sounds good.
Adios. How do I end the call? Bye, bud.
Go on.
All right. So we have ranked our movie. So the final thing we're going to do here, Richard, we're going to look up where some of these actors went in the Cool Runnings. An segment we like to call... Oh, where have these actors gone? Oh, where could they be?
Probably not famous anymore. Let's go with John Candy.
Well, the funny thing about that, like, a lot of these people are big-name people. Like, we've seen them a lot of things, but I don't know how much they've done lately. The person I would like to start with, the only one who was kind of the biggest rando to
the director, John Turteltaub.
John, no, not John Turteltaub. Not John Turteltaub.
Didn't he do the National Treasure
movies? Yeah. Yeah, we went through this last time. He did, he's actually done a lot of Disney. He did Disney's The Kid. He's done a lot of, like, different, and he did, but it's probably his most famous movie was While You Were Sleeping.
I would think National Treasure trumps that.
Okay, well, we don't use that word. We use outshine.
There we go.
But the actor I'm most interested in is the one who kind of came out of left field, and I really haven't seen him in anything since, was the guy who played the member of the bobsled team, Junior.
Junior Bevel. Raul D. Lewis.
Raul. It could be Raleigh. I'm not sure.
Raleigh D. Lewis.
Raleigh Fingers.
All right, so he's only got 19 credits to his acting.
But he's done 18 other things, so that's news to me.
Well, but not a lot. Shorts, a TV show.
I didn't ask you what kind of pants he wears.
Oh, yes. Shorts, Angel of Death.
Oh, that's quite the change from
2009,
Bobsled,
Zoe Bell. Oh, like K-Pax.
He's in K-Pax?
He played security guard.
Oh, that's a movie we can't watch ever again, though.
No. Because
it has Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He played one episode of Tracy Takes On.
Oh, cool.
Two episodes of Malcolm and Eddie.
Okay. With Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yeah. Driven. He played Soup.
Oh, with Sylvester Stallone?
The
Formula One racing movie?
No, not even close.
There is a movie called Driven.
Yes, there's a movie called Driven, and it was with Meten Berekalkly.
What he said.
He's a Russian taxi driver.
Yeah.
Plot is unknown at this time. It was made in 1996.
There you go.
We're still looking for the plot 22 years later.
No one has found the plot.
Also in 96. He played one of the largest roles to date, Boatman Number One in Spy Hard.
Oh, man.
Where I Live, a TV series in 93, he played Ferrari. Oh, boy. He played the Haitian workman in one episode of MacGyver.
I thought he was Jamaican.
No, not in MacGyver.
Oh.
And then also in a brilliant TV series from the 80s, he played the third gang member in one episode of Hill Street Blues.
Oh, no. All right, Raleigh Davis.
Yeah.
Another guy, like, we had brought up, this is one of the points Brian and I brought up in the main episode where we said, okay, who's had the best career, basically, since this movie, besides John Candy? Which one out of the four bobsledders? Because, like, Leon was probably, like, the biggest name going to that, but I think from this point on, like, Malik Yoba is in everything. That dude is in so many movies. But yeah. I guess we should look up Dougie Doug, because besides the remake of That Darn Cat and then the second Cosby Show...
Doesn't he do... voiceover stuff?
Does he? That's the question. I don't know what he does.
All right.
Besides, you know,
Doug
like
E. Doug.
Because he was in, like, when they brought back that other Cosby Show. You remember that?
He's got 41 credits.
Oh, not a lot. Okay.
2017, Little Girl Gone. I don't know what that is.
Is that, like, Gone Girl?
Yeah.
a tiny girl?
But little, it's little
Girl
no,
Gone.
No, no. It's L-I-L.
Yeah. Like Little
he
Wayne.
He was in 10 episodes of Brown Nation, Muddy Corman, An Act of War, The Wannabe.
That sounds familiar.
Patricia Arquette.
Oh.
John Buscemi.
Oh, Steve's brother?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's, that movie, not entirely sure. Blue Bloods, he played an episode of that.
Oh, that's a current show. Okay.
A couple of episodes of Law and Order.
Of course.
SVU.
But of course.
Everyone's in that.
Everyone's in that.
A Novel Romance.
Oh, that's probably about a writer that falls in love.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
Steve Guttenberg.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's a high-quality cast. The Goot.
This is amazing. We might have to watch that.
We might have to rent that movie. We'll never find this movie.
No, I know. Detachment, Law & Order, another one. Snowmen. It was
are they actual snowmen?
2010, humorous and heartfelt coming-of-age story about three unlikely heroes and the winter that changed their lives forever.
Oh, how lovely.
Ray Liotta. Christopher Lloyd.
Wow.
All right. Beverly Mitchell. Why do I know that name?
That sounds familiar, too. Yeah.
Oh, she was the young girl on Seventh Heaven.
Oh, okay. The youngest daughter? Little daughter? Okay.
Yep. All right. Here we go. In 2010, he starred in the short What the Fuck, Dougie Doug?
That sounds fun.
Everything's Jake. He was a taxi driver. Oh, Shark Tale. He was a voice in Shark Tale. Eight-Legged Freaks. He was in that movie.
Oh, David Arquette.
Yeah.
So he's just going down the Arquettes.
Oh, wow.
He's just going down the Arquettes line.
Yep. Cosby. Happily Ever After. Fairy Tales for Every Child.
Those were on HBO. They were, like, animated.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Raven.
So there's your example of voice work that you said.
Yeah. Little Bill. No, this is voiceover.
Oh, okay. Mm. I stand corrected.
Touched by an Angel.
Oh, where?
I don't know. You can ask Ronnie Billings. That's who he played. Rusty, A Dog's Tale. He played Turbo the Turtle. He was a voice.
Oh.
That Darn Cat.
Which we brought up.
He played Dougie Doug in Diagnosis Murder.
He played himself?
Yeah.
Against Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah. Operation Dumbo Drop.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember him being in that now. Yeah.
Class Act.
Class Act with Kid and Play.
Yeah, he was Popsicle.
Yeah, I knew he was in that Popsicle, right. He's named after food and drink. Popsicle, coffee.
That's about it.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think we're good on there.
I don't think...
There's not too many people.
Because the only one I really want to know of is John Candy. And
well, we know John Candy. Away. You don't have to look up what happened to John Candy. So
I don't have to look it up, but let's look at what he's done.
No. We don't have time for that. Rick, do you have any kind of final thoughts about Cool Runnings?
Definitely
or the Olympics?
Go watch it.
Olympics are coming up.
Yeah, like next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's crazy. Another couple of years
of Olympics. That's a question. Do you watch that when it comes on?
I watched it once with your brother in a bar, and
that's
we drank to doing curling.
And we'll probably do that again.
Yeah, I'm in.
And on that note, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian via satellite, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Good. after 4 miles of skiing, you say I need to do this jump?
Come on, team. You got a win to go. Get up on top of that ski mountain.
Okay.
And ski down. And when you get right over the hump,
yeah,
you shoot straight into the crowd.
I thought that was balloons. The crowd?
Aim towards the balloons. If you hit the crowd, picture them in their underwear.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
I need you to do some push-ups first. I need you to make sure you're extra tight.
Oh, and am I using a bow and arrow?
No, you're using a flintlock gun from back in the pilgrim days.
Oh,
so you need to put the musket ball in.
I have to load
powder,
it.
Pump it down with that stick thing, and then fire.
Oh, there's like tables on the way down. I have to grab everything.
Exactly.
And load.
Put it together.
All right, here I go.
Joe.
Here I go. I missed the musket ball. Oh no. Oh no. I'm just gonna throw my I'm throwing it. Ha. Oh, I hit the child. But I landed. We're good.
Billy, I have some sad news.
What happened?
That child was the judge.
What?
Wah wah. Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next full Reviews It. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5BinPOD, like us on Facebook, or email us at thefivedollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why, thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby, biathloners and curlers.